This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, December 30th. God's word to you today is on trial. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 1, verse 18, and it says, "This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph, but before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit." The first joy killer in our lives during Christmas and beyond is anxiety, and the second is resentment over hurt or bitterness. When Mary told Joseph that she was pregnant, Joseph was hurt because he knew the baby was not for him. So what did Joseph do when he was hurt? Joseph was hurt, but he chose to offer grace and forgiveness. You need to offer grace and forgiveness. Some of us think it must have been easy for Joseph because an angel visited him and told him the baby was for the Lord. But in my case, I have not seen any angel yet. However, if you look at that story carefully, the angel did not tell Joseph at the same time he told Mary. In fact, the angel told Joseph after. When you read it, I wondered why God didn't just tell them together and solve this problem. God told Mary, allowed Mary to tell Joseph, and watched what Joseph would do. God watched how Joseph would respond. So at that time, Joseph was on trial, as it were. It was a test to see what he would do. Matthew 1 verse 19 says, "Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly." That is a beautiful example of grace. Joseph already offered grace. "I forgive you, but we cannot do this. I cannot marry you." If he were bitter, he would make a mess of Mary. The laws on the ground were very stringent about those kind of things. Mary would have been stoned to death. But Joseph offered grace. He let the hurt go. "Go your way, Mary." We see God's response in Matthew 1:20, which says, "As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. 'Joseph, son of David,' the angel said, 'do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit.'" It was after Joseph had decided to offer grace and to forgive that the Lord blessed him. Joseph got blessed because he did not get bitter. Billions of people are losing their blessings to bitterness. God has brought you into his presence for you to hear him say to you, "Let it go." Someone hurt you 5 years ago. That is the best they can do. Hurt you 5 years ago. They do not have the power to hurt you anymore. But guess what? You allow them to hurt you again and again today by being resentful. I know forgiveness can be tough, but you are not forgiving for their sake. You are forgiving for your sake. Joseph chose to be blessed instead of being bitter. What are you going to choose today? Years ago, a man from Ghana came to see me after one of our midweek services. He said he had a Nigerian neighbor, and while he was away, his Nigerian neighbor went to his house, raped and killed his wife. Sadly, sometimes Nigerians behave in a crazy way outside the country and even within the country. He had traced the man to the Lekki area in Lagos and had come gun in hand to kill him. He said to me, "And you say I should forgive?" I said, "Jesus said you should forgive, not me." We prayed and he left. Joseph chose to offer grace. Let us pray. Father, please help me truly forgive every hurt and offer grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.